Charlie and Peter had been together for 4 years, but it only took two words to end their relationship. Check, please. Written by Annie Grayer and produced by Sydney Warren.
Charlie hated when I called her Charlotte. I honestly never understood why the specific name I chose to call her was such a big deal. Charlie, and her set of ever-changing expectations were something I never understood or was able to live up to. But right now, she is sleeping. We have 10 more minutes before the alarm goes off, and I don't want to interrupt the stillness. She is laying on her side, facing me, but we are not touching. Even though the pillow is hiding half of her face, I can tell she is calm. Her frown lines have disappeared. Her lips are soft. Her long, dark curls are strewn over her shoulder and down her back, slightly bouncing with each breath.
Ow. I could have done it.
I know. I just thought...
Yeah, but your elbow dug into my back.
I wish she could live like she slept.
You look beautiful, Charlotte.
You sound like my mother.
You look beautiful, Charlotte.
You look beautiful, Charlotte. Peter knew that I hated the way my mother called me Charlotte. It was always, Charlotte, keep your shoulders back, or Charlotte, don't wear that with that. It was never, Charlie, what song are you listening to? Or, Charlie, what do you think? You sound like my mother. I just couldn't look back. I didn't want to see the way the light hit his bedhead hair or how plain he looked in our oversized white bed.
Don't do it. I needed to count. I've always coped by counting. I loved things that were 10 letters. It was unexplainably satisfying. It started as a way to tune out my parents' fighting. It became about finding the 10 and not about what was actually said. This is bad. THISISBAD. 9 letters. Try again. This is over. THISISOVER. 10 letters. Keep going.
Peter.
Yeah.
Peter.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Stand up now. STANDUPNOW. 10 letters. Follow through.
Peter. Peter. Does he not hear me? It's like he has a specific hearing disorder where he only tunes out my voice. If the Michigan Wolverines are playing, the ding of a text is too distracting. But if I say something, I have to assume that it will take at least 3 tries for him to register anything. It's too early in the morning to be this revved up. I started taking yoga classes 3 months ago because my friend from work told me that the breathing exercises you learn are really good for minimizing stress. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Sorry, she's not really my friend from work anymore because I got laid off because the economy sucks, but I can't talk about that when I'm trying to breathe. In through your nose. But all I see is my boss calling me into the office. Out through your mouth. But all I see is me packing up my desk. I want to tell Nicole it's not working, and by the way, downward dog is not a resting pose. Fuck this.
Here's your coffee.
Of course, Peter chooses this moment to break the stillness. Thanks.
Wanna meet at that coffee shop on the corner before the gallery opening tonight?
Sounds good. It's not like I have anything better to do.
You're, straightening your hair again.
I thought Peter had left the room until I saw his face in the part of the mirror I cleared. I watched him watch me. He motions to touch me, but hesitates.
Don't worry, Char. You won't be unemployed forever.
I wanted to punch him. I know.
If you get bored, I hear Greta Gerwig is giving a talk down at NYU this afternoon.
Ugh, I wanted to punch him and wipe that smug look off his face. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I had a dollar for every time Charlie looked away from me, I wouldn't feel tempted to invest in Bitcoin. Of course she makes a big fuss about the coffee and doesn't even drink it when I bring it to her. All I want is for her to reach out. I want it right now to be a time that I could look back on and say, I want it to be like that again. But it's not. Instead, it's like the steam pouring out from Charlie's shower, foggy and fleeting. I look at her in the mirror and all I see is hair and steam. I want her face. I want to say, do you really think you were the first person to get laid off because of budget cuts? Or, man up. But instead,
have a good day, Char.
The cheek again? Really?
Have a good day, Char.
It's not that I don't remember how it used to be. Smile, reciprocated smile. Want another? Dance, sweat, fuck, sleep. It's that I don't know how to get back there anymore. Now it's indifference, reciprocated indifference. What did you say? Ignore, sweat, daydream, sleep.
Hi, take a seat wherever you'd like.
How was your day, Char?
You know the answer.
What do you want to eat?
It's like you ask me how my day was just to get under my skin.
I always love the chicken panini. Should I switch it up or stick to my old
Peter,
faithful?
Are you listening to me?
Yes, of course I am, but there is nothing we can do about it right now, so we may as well get a good meal out of it. It's just the sauce in the chicken panini is so good. Char, work with me here.
Work with you? Or do you mean work for you?
Oh, come on. I thought we were over that. I only suggested the opening at my company because I thought the position was great for you.
A human resources job? After having my dream job at Capitol Records?
Yeah, well, you don't have that job anymore.
No shit.
So now what? You're just gonna sit back and do nothing?
Don't do that. Don't mock
You're
me.
You're right. I can't do anything right. I think I'm gonna try the BLT.
God damn it, Peter. This isn't about you.
There you go again with the dramatics.
There you go again with the patronizing. Peter, not now. Seriously, grow the fuck up.
Oh, I need to grow the fuck up. At least I don't sit there wallowing all day.
At least I'm not as flimsy as a napkin.
At least... You know what? Fuck you, Charlotte.
Oh, good one, Peter.
Check, please.
This podcast featured Sam Martin and Annie Grayer. Thanks for listening.